This is a conversation with Jan Bronson. Before this recording, we have been talking about the concept of what happens with people who come from different cultures, whether it is from different countries or, say, within the same country, small town, New York City, things that are a little bit, you know, different, and thinking of them as different cultures. Then Jan shared with me this concept she's very interested in of with.
Yeah, with, in my view, is a powerful achievement in working with someone, especially someone, and we all are bicultural to a degree, I think. You know, I mean, in terms of we define culture as our belief system and our behaviors that express our belief system. You know, in this fast-moving culture, especially of Manhattan, we come up against a lot of opportunities all the time to begin to add to our sense of what the world is, what's real, what's reality. So I would say most of us are bicultural. But some of us, like you and like me, have had very different cultural roots, experiences than Manhattan. So, in relating to others, to try to achieve as much understanding of other as possible, like focusing does, focusing attempts, I think, to achieve connection and understanding. Do you agree with me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With is certainly a response, I think, to a focusing process if it goes a little further than the listener and the focuser. It's like a next step mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. achieve with. Do you agree with me there?
So, I want to double check. When you say, in this case, to achieve with,
right.
is this something where, in a way, I need to kind of try to walk in your shoes before we have a chance of communicating?
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. I shared that. What happened with this woman yesterday
mm-hmm.
who had so much to say, so much to tell me, but, you know, she was talking at me very fast, very a lot of information, and I stopped her and said, let's slow down and stop just
so I'm interrupting you just to say, because I'm seeing you and on the recording it's not visible, but you have these gestures of the hand high and coming down. So
yeah,
that sense of something settling.
Something settling.
You know,
exactly.
The energy grounding.
Right. Very important. Thank you, sir. Yeah, very important gesture. Second gesture was that I smiled and looked at her. I was clear that my facial expression was gentle. I felt it. It was gentle, empathic. I knew that she was stressed. I knew that she had a lot of anxiety. So, yeah. And so we stopped and I invited her to kind of just be with herself, with us. And we continued to look at each other in silence for a moment, and then we both smiled, and I felt with. And she said, oh, I see you. And we continued for a moment in what I call with. And the session changed completely after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my view, we had achieved a kind of with moment that then helped us to move in a different direction in the session.
Right, right. And so what you're describing is before that, she was in her own momentum of the story. And,
right.
And either connected to the story itself or more likely to a bunch of emotions about the story, but disconnected from you. And you felt the disconnection and established connection.
Yes.
Which was both a sense of grounding for her and of connection, and the two going hand in hand.
Right. Yeah. And to bring in the focusing piece, although I didn't use the word focusing, but in my gesture of the hands coming, you know, moving things down, I often do that move down, and the gesture goes to the body, you know.
Yes, and you have the, you know, the gesture is obviously the moving things down and goes to the body, but in addition, in a way, regardless of the gesture, the kind of gesture,
right,
the interruption and the gesture is also a way to say, pay attention to me. So you're not alone. You happen to be with me. And realize that and get out of your little closed circle in order to join in a larger circle that includes me.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes, exactly. That's that's good. I like that. Yes.
Yeah.
I like the circles. Yes. So it certainly changed the session, and I believe that there was a level of mutual understanding about what we each needed for a good working relationship. This is the first time I've seen her, so it was a first session. And I'm always curious about what do we achieve in a first session that's going to make the relationship work.
Yeah, yeah. And so in some way, as we're talking now, part of what you're talking about is something that is about therapy, and it's about the fact that it's not just something that a client brings stuff for the therapist to process, but establishing the relationship is a key part of
right.
making something happen. We're not just filling a form. But I think it also applies to focusing in general, and maybe relational and exchanges and communication with people and being with people, is that we have often a tendency to speak at each other, and
right.
this is about, you know, creating the connection, without which there's no real relationship.
Exactly. And it is a felt moment with. It really is clear.
Yeah.
It's felt. It's with.
So in a way, that's the part of saying, you know, when we have, you know, a question, is to say when we're with either the therapist or in
yeah.
life in general, a sense of, in a way, am I with this
right.
person? Am I with the situation? Am I just on my path, or am I with?
Exactly. Totally. When I walk to my office, it's about 10 blocks, and I do this practice. It's a little bit, it's using a little bit of gesture. I will look at people coming toward me who look unhappy or look tense, and I will look at them. I mean, I'm careful about it. But I will allow them to notice that I'm noticing them. And I will always check that I am intending, my intention is to connect with them in a gentle way. And it's a kind of with, because my little research there, 90% of the time, I will get a smile. Occasionally, I will get someone saying, "Ah, hey, have a good day," and they keep going, because it's not about you know, it's not about stopping. It's not about, oh, I want to get to know you. It's a clear passing in the morning or passing when I come home. And I considered in my head that was a with moment, even though it was very slight. My expression connected something with this person who was looking very serious.
Yeah.
And there was a moment, anyway. So
it feels beautiful to hear you say that, because I have similar experiences, but yours seem a little bit more systematic. And I'd like to, you know, use that part of the little bit systematic to maybe use it to suggest, you know, that that might be a nice antidote to the big city mentality, subway mentality, elevator eyes, where we are conditioned to avoid interaction with people. And what you're suggesting is something that is mindfully, you know, some form of actually engaging with people in a limited way, in a way that is gentle, that's not obtrusive, but has the potential to actually change the texture of navigating the big city.
I'm with you. Totally. Once a week take the subway, and I take it at 9, and it's packed. And it's another opportunity to see if there's a presence of wit, in that I've learned to smile and say thank you, or can I help you? Mm-hmm. It sounds simple, but it's something that with people that are looking tense, more than not, and then I'm really paying attention to this, more often than not, they either smile or something in their expression changes.
So let's go and relate it a little bit more for the moment to focusing. And so one thing that you're describing is it's a deliberate intention, so it's not something that just happens in a passive way, but there is an intention to actually reverse the default mode, which is avoidance. And I would like to ask you, what's your experience inside at the moment where you make this shift to actually engage people? And, you know, what's happening as you engage people and as you get the response?
You know, the felt sense of empathy. I'm not really afraid of people. And that is a Sweet Valley orientation.
Okay, so Sweet Valley is the little town in Pennsylvania where you come from. So this is a moment where, as you're in the middle of Manhattan, you bring in that past experience of a world where interactions are gentle and you're not afraid of people.
Not afraid of people. And I've held on to that as something that is important to me to hold on to, is that I don't want to look at people as an enemy, or I just don't want to do that. That's a value from Sweet Valley. So when I walk down the street, I carry with me a certain felt, what is the word? I could say it's a combination of curious, you know, how is everybody today? Kind of curious. And also I somehow, you know, this, we all have this inner place that nature's given us of well-being. You know that homeostasis place?
Mm-hmm.
In us, we all have it. It's a bodily place of homeostasis, okayness, well-being. You know, we've got so many emotions that we often don't realize that there is this place.
Yeah, so that's a place of I'm okay, I'm contented, I'm satisfied, things are going well. It's not just the absence of anything bad, but it's there's a sense of well-being at that moment.
It's just I'm okay.
And I'm noticing, you're having a gesture there. So do you want to describe what it's like, you know, what that gesture is, and what it feels like as you become conscious of it?
this is fun. You know, water, mm-hmm. when it's calm, a lake, you're
yeah.
lake.
Yeah.
You know, when it's ruffled, and then you know when it's calm.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it feels like. It feels like, you know, a certain leveling of the energies. Just yeah. like the surface of the lake, the surface when it's calm.
Mm-hmm,
it's,
mm-hmm.
Looking at the lake, maybe you, when you look at your lake and it's calm.
Yeah.
You know that felt.
Yeah. And I'm noticing it's calm because I know it can be ruffled and I know it can be agitated. So,
sure.
I'm not taking it for granted that it's always that way. And when I see it really calm, then I can see, oh yeah, it's calm.
Right.
And then there's this gesture and you're having the two hands, I'm not sure if it's flying or,
sort of parallel, yeah,
hovering over each other. And there is a sense of calmness that come from it.
Total. I feel the energy in my hands. It's
yeah.
really...
So what are you feeling as you do that?
You feel it?
Yeah.
I feel it. I can feel the energy.
Yeah, yeah. But how would you describe it? How would you describe that sensation?
I feel it. The upper hand is giving the lower hand energy.
Yeah.
And the lower hand is giving it back, so it's become an exchange. I feel very much the exchange
right.
of energy between
right.
the top hand to the lower hand, the lower hand to the top hand.
Yeah. So you have the two hands parallel to each other, very close, and there is that sense that the top hand is giving the lower hand energy, and the lower hand is giving the upper hand energy. And
right.
so there is that sense of
right.
yeah. What?
Now, the palm,
yeah.
very different. That's not it.
Okay.
Palm is very different.
Yeah. So it's not that image as you're moving, the two palms facing each other is not it. The
it's
two
not.
Hands are kind of, are parallel.
That's
They're both
it.
Facing down.
Yep.
You know, and that's what's happening. And then you have that sense of well-being, the energy of well-being that's
right.
being kept in
right.
place or reinforced. Yeah.
And that's the felt sense that I have.
And what's happening in the rest of your body as you do that, as you feel that energy in your hand?
well, first of all, I feel energized.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel my eyes are smiling. I'm enjoying the way my mind is working, interacting
mm-hmm.
with you. I'm looking at your smiling and your eyes. I'm feeling with you. I'm feeling our being engaged
mm-hmm.
beautifully with each other, even though we're on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
I could almost imagine, you know, touching your hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's a sense of connection, the sense of engagement, and also, you know, especially in the face, which is really the place where all... You know, our connection is manifest. You know, the smile, the eyes, you know, the warmth. So really in a mode of connection and relatedness.
It feels with.
With, yeah.
With, right now.
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
You are so good, Serge. Your questions, you know, have I? This is a little new place for me in sharing with you the being on the street
mm-hmm.
Self, you know, that I'm checking out here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. I mean, it's very interesting.
Well, you know, what's interesting, what's nice about this, and I hope that, you know, that this exchange captures the excitement we're having as we talk about it, because part of what I'm hoping that this does is encourage people who are listening to this to think of it as with curiosity, with excitement, and there's a sense of, you know, going beyond that little prison that we have, you know, of the default mode of elevator eyes and avoidance, and finding some form of connection that is safe but also changes the world for you and for others. And the way you were beautifully describing that sense of connection and that sense of well-being that comes from it, you know, I'm hoping that it is something that gives an incentive to people to play with that.
Ah, hey, we're on.
This is part of the Focusing Conversations series of the Focusing Institute, hosted by Serge Prangle. All contents are protected by copyright. You can find other such conversations on our website at focusing.org/conversations.